Okay, so when we are going to make a decision in life, you know, the Bible says the steps, each step of a man are ordered by the Lord. The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. Psalm 37:23. This is a beautiful verse we should all memorize. Psalm 37:23, the steps. Notice not the leaps, the jumps, or the flights. Also, not the city block or the mile, but the steps of the Lord. Does that help qualify this? That God wants to order every one of our steps. The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. And don't you know our lives are unfolding? How many steps at a time? Help me with this one. Just one, right?
One.
Mm-hmm. So you've heard the saying, put one foot in front of the other. Just take the next step that God would have you take. And then it comes to our minds, but how do I know I'm being led by the Spirit? Well, the crucified life and an intimate prayer life, asking the Lord, saying, Lord, you know, again, saints, we're praying the Word of God. That's what we're living out and walking out. So we pray, Lord, order every one of my steps. Help me to hear your voice and to walk in your ways perfectly, O God, in Jesus' name. That's a great prayer. Help me to love you with all of my heart, soul, mind, and strength, Lord, and to be given over to you to obeying your will, your perfect will for my life. Lord, order my steps in thy word and let nothing deter such. And I know that you're going to delight in this way because that's what you said. The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delighteth in his way. Also, Psalm 90, verse 12 says, teach us, this is a prayer from David, teach us to number our days that we may apply our hearts unto wisdom. Now, isn't that a good prayer also, right? Teach us to number our days that we may apply our hearts unto wisdom. And to pray, God, where do you want me on your planet, right? What do you want me doing? I want these hands and feet, this heart and mind to be fully engaged in your perfect will for my life. That's a great prayer to cry out as we pray that God would let our lights, his light in us, to shine before men that they may see the good works of God and glorify him. Now, making decisions in our lives, Proverbs chapter 20, is it? Yeah, 20 verse 18 says, every purpose is established by counsel, and with good advice make war. One writer notes on the phrase, with good advice make war. In other words, with wisdom, not only your own, but a composite wisdom through godly men, for example, we have around us, we consult with them and pray with them and get their input. And then as we have the wisdom of God, then we roll forward and make war, or we do our duty and do these things with wisdom and not with just flying off the handle and doing stuff that we may be blind to certain aspects of it. And so that's one of the reasons why it's such a blessing to have brothers around us, and for you sisters of godly wisdom around us, so that we go forth with the wisdom of God. Amen. There's another scripture that says that in the multitude of counselors or counsel is great safety. And we'll go to that one here in a minute. But notice one writer concerning the term out of Proverbs 20, verse 18, the phrase, quote, with good advice make war. How many people know that walking in good advice through godly wisdom is so important? Perhaps, he says, there is not a precept in this whole book of Proverbs so little regarded as this one. Most of the wars that are undertaken are wars of injustice, ambition, aggrandizement, and caprice, which can have had no previous good counsel. In other words, they were rooted in bad counsel. He continues, instead of good counsel, they were rooted in bad counsel. Now, he continues, a minister who is perhaps neither a good nor a great man counsels his king to make war. The cabinet must be brought into it, and a sufficient number out of the states of the kingdom gained over to support it. By and by, what was begun through caprice. And what does that word caprice mean? Well, let me look it up. It's been a while. Anybody know what that means? Caprice. All right, Caprice. He's making us learn a new word. Can you believe that? How dare him, right? Mm-hmm. All right, so Caprice, it comes up with cities, okay? Definition. Don't tell me the Lord can't use the internet, right? Okay, a sudden and unaccountable change of mood or behavior. Okay, that helps a little bit. Interesting. Okay, it means a sudden and unaccountable change of mood or behavior. So sounds like fickleness, right? So he continues, by and by, what was begun through caprice, unaccountability, lack of wisdom, must be maintained through necessity. Places must be created and offices must be filled with needy dependents whose interest it may be to protract the war till they get enough to pay their debts and secure independence for life. And for these most important ends, the blood of this country is spilled and the treasures of the people exhausted. I have met with a fact precisely of this kind under the reign of Louis, King Louis, he says. So he speaks of it in terms of nations, this man. Another writer says, every plan. Now we're talking about Proverbs 20, verse 18, which says, every purpose is established by counsel. So you're not just flying off the handle and living life with reckless abandonment, but you're walking in God's wisdom. Amen. Every purpose is established by counsel, and with good advice, make war. The writer says every plan should be made by counsel and competent men, and no war fought without sound advice. Most wars have been started through malice or for the personal gain of leaders who haven't had good counsel. Many could have been avoided, and only a few have served the purpose of God and His plan, unquote. And notice they speak of it in light of nations and the wars that different nations engage in, as has been the case for 6,000 years now. But this verse specifically applies to the war that we fight. The Bible speaks of that war in 2 Corinthians 10, beginning in verse 3, where the Apostle Paul says, for though we walk in the flesh, we do not war, there it is, after the flesh. How many people know we're in a war? It's a battle for the minds and the hearts of, and the lives of men. And that verse with you and I pertains to our own life and to winning the war over our mind, our thoughts, and our soul. The Bible says, guard or keep your heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. And we see here, Paul says, for though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh, for the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty. Notice the weapons of what? Our warfare. Are we not in a war? For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they are what? Mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalteth itself against the knowledge of God or the word of God in us, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. And let us be reminded that these things that we're being instructed to do, to bring into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ, are contingent upon the crucified life that we are to walk every day. There's no way to accomplish the instructions of Scripture without that being out of a posture of being raised up by the Lord as we're dead and buried with Him. We can never remove the centrality of the cross, the crucified life, anywhere and in any place in our lives or in the Bible. So we're being instructed here in part to bring every thought into obedience, the obedience of Christ, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. And that's done as we are walking in the Spirit through the crucified life. Jesus said we must deny ourselves, take up our cross, and follow Him daily, and that's the only way to follow Him. Any other way is another gospel. And it's so sad to see that we almost never hear the crucified life message among professing saints, professing Christians, and the leaders thereof. Why? Because the leaders have led them astray and deceive them. Isaiah 9:16 says, the leaders of this people cause them to err or go into error, and they that are led of them or misled of them are destroyed. Isaiah 9:16. Then Paul says, and having in a readiness to revenge all disobedience when your obedience is fulfilled. So that would be the cross life. When the cross is in place, when we are crucified with Christ, we are in obedience to the Lord. We are being raised up by the Lord in the wisdom of God, each of our steps being directed through the wisdom of the Word of God by the Holy Spirit. So we're talking about making war, living our lives, which is a warfare, with the sound wisdom of God's Word and the hearty counsel, Let's look at that verse. The Bible uses the word hearty counsel. In Proverbs 27:9, ointment and perfume rejoice the heart, so doth the sweetness of a man's friend by hearty, or probably heartfelt, coming from the heart, counsel. How many people know we need good counsel from God? And sometimes, and in certain applications, that comes through the multitude of counselors, as is another verse speaks of in Proverbs. So, hearty counsel. Let's look at maybe capturing that. One writer says, anointing of the head and certain parts of the body with aromatic oil was frequent in the East, and scenting, like scents, S-C-E-N-T, the beards of guests at the end of an entertainment was extremely common. All this seemed to refresh and rejoice the heart of vain men. So also do the pleasant, kind, and assuring words of friendship or counsel from a true friend. Hearty counsel means the sincere counsel of the soul, he says, and that would definitely pertain to godly counsel. And it talks about in the multitude of good counselors, there's safety, right? Okay, so safety appears in the Bible. That's an interesting topic just to scan through, read through. If you search the word safety in the King James Bible, Proverbs 11:14, where no counsel is, the people fall, but in the multitude of counselors, there is safety. So when we're making an important decision in life, isn't it a blessing to have brothers in the Lord, if you're a brother, or sisters in Christ, that you can go to and you can pray together to God that you will be directed exactly according to His will? Isn't that a blessing? Amen. Okay, that's Proverbs 11:14. Proverbs 21:31. The horse is prepared against the day of battle, but safety is of the Lord. Safety is of the Lord. How many people like that phrase that we can grab out of Scripture? Proverbs 21:31. Safety is of the Lord. So we can proceed forward with safety, or safely knowing and being secure that we're in the will of God. All right, and Proverbs 24:6, for by wise counsel thou shalt make thy war. You see in a picture here? You go forth into the battle of your life to win it, coming out of the wise counsel of God's word, and at times, the wise counsel of His people around you. And you got to know who those wise counselors are by the fruit of their life, their abiding relationship with Christ, and their love for the body of Christ, which we're to be surrounded by and we are to participate in. Above all these things, put on charity, which is the bond of perfectness or maturity. Colossians 3, verse 14. For by wise counsel thou shalt make thy war, and in multitude of counselors there is safety. That's going to settle in and become flesh in the lives of those who hear this word. It's one thing to read the word. It's another thing for that to be fleshed out or to be born out in our lives. For by wise counsel thou shalt make thy war, and in multitude of counselors there is safety. And that doesn't mean we let other people make a decision for us. We just consult with them prayerfully as we are seeking to walk in the perfect will of God, each step being ordered by our Lord. And don't you love Psalm 31:15? This is another great memory verse that will be a blessing to us, where the psalmist says, "My times are in thy hand," he tells the Lord. "My times, the timing of my life is in your hand, Lord. It's in your hand, Lord. The timing of each step, the where you want me, when you want me there, and to minister for your glory to those you put me in contact with." And when you begin to pray this, that the Lord would order every one of your steps, and you were to surrender afresh daily and say, "Lord, my times are in your hand. I'm all yours, Lord. You, the timing of all things." God's going to begin to ordain miraculous timing where you walking down a street and you're going to encounter, and somebody's going to encounter you, and God's going to minister to them or minister to you, and he's going to be glorified. Again, so teach us the prayer of the psalmist. So teach us to number our days so that we can be given over to your wisdom. Teach me to number my days. Or teach us to number our days that we may apply our hearts unto wisdom. Heavenly Father, we come to you right now and ask you to help us, Lord. Let each one of our days, each step thereof, be ordered by thee, O God. Let our hearts be applied to your wisdom, and surround us, Lord, surround us with brothers and sisters in Christ who can assist us to help us to walk in your wisdom, to qualify the things we think we're hearing as opposed to the things that you're not saying, things you are saying, to direct us. Let every step be ordered by thee, Father, in our lives. Let our hearts and minds be given over to you to glorify you as we look for the soon return of our Lord Jesus Christ. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, brothers and sisters, it's been a blessing to spend these moments with you in the Word of God. And remember, there's hundreds of more Christ-centered, scripture-rich, edifying podcasts on safeguardyoursoul.com/audios. That's also a store page with several many books on there for your edification in Christ. They're all scripture-rich and Christ-centered. Also, tens of thousands of saints and sinners are being reached every month, and your prayers are coveted for the fruitfulness and supply of this outreach. God be praised, by the way, for those who are supporting. And feel free to visit our donate page on the site, and you can use your debit card, PayPal, or Patreon, and you can become a monthly sustaining member if you choose to do so, and a gift of any amount is so appreciated. Part of this outreach is to equip and supply other ministering disciples across our great country and all over the world. And may God be praised that there's fruitfulness happening among his people and through his beloved saints, as we know that the return of our Lord Jesus Christ draws nigh. And we say together in the words of Revelation 22, "Even so, come, Lord Jesus." Amen.